And Maine's federally recognized Indian tribes are seeking to restore their ability to prosecute non-Indians in domestic violence and certain other crimes committed on tribal land. The legislature's Judiciary Committee heard testimony today on a bill that would put the Penobscot Nation and Passamaquoddy tribe on par with other tribes around the country who had that right restored in 2013. Susan Charon has more.
Members of the Penobscot Nation and others say it's a problem that re-traumatizes victims and eludes justice. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 80% of all sexual assaults and 60% of physical assaults against Native women are committed by non-Natives. But around the country, only a small percentage of these cases are ever heard in court.
67% of the sexual abuse cases reported in Indian country are declined for prosecution.
Representative Rachel Talbot Ross of Portland is the chief sponsor of a bill that attempts to address a 1978 U.S. Supreme Court ruling curtailing tribal sovereignty to handle such matters. The case, Oliphant versus Suquamish Tribe, did provide that Congress could restore sovereignty, and in 2010 and 2013 it did, with the Tribal Law and Order Act and the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act, or VAWA. But Penobscot Nation Ambassador Molly Andana says there's a legal conflict for Maine tribes.
Because of the interpretations of the Federal Maine Indian Land Claims Settlement and State Implementing Acts of 1980, the tribal nations of Maine have been excluded from the provisions of the Federal Violence Against Women Act. The Wabanaki Nations of Maine are federally recognized tribes and in theory should be able to operate under federal legislation as sovereigns.
But it's no secret, Dana says, that Maine's Land Claims Settlement Act, which extinguished certain tribal rights, has become a setback for tribal nations because of dueling interpretations over what the act allows. As an example, tribal council member Jennifer Gallipo, who works as a victim advocate for the Penobscot Nation, says she repeatedly hears from clients who don't report domestic violence because they don't think it will do any good.
There has to be a better way because the system is failing due to jurisdictional confusion, untrained responders, and state court systems that are overwhelmed with cases that we could be prosecuting in our own communities.
In the 4 years that she's worked as a victim advocate, Gallipo says she's yet to see a single domestic violence case that has been reported to the state go to trial. No one testified against the bill, which is similar to one rejected by lawmakers in 2015. Back then, former Attorney General Janet Mills opposed it out of concern that it encroached on state sovereignty. However, a Mills spokesperson says the governor has recently written to members of Congress to express support for a new provision authored by Maine Congressman Shelley Pingree that would put Maine's tribes on equal footing with those in other states. Mills has not said whether she would support the new bill, but Penobscot Nation tribal judge Eric Maynard says the argument that it could infringe on state sovereignty is without merit.
The Maine Settlement Act provides that if a federal law is passed which affects or preempts state law, that act shall not apply in Maine. However, VAWA does not preempt Maine law.
Mills' spokesperson says the governor looks forward to working with the Maine legislature, the attorney general's office, and others to implement specific changes to Maine statutes that would protect tribal members in domestic violence cases. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Charon.